Mr. Abraham, both parties agree that America's infrastructure is crumbling. Well, what is one of the first steps that you would take to adequately fund transportation and infrastructure projects nationwide?
Well, the Highway Trust Fund hasn't been redirected in about 20 years now. We don't need any more taxes, that's for sure. And the infrastructure across America is failing. Our bridges have an average age of about 32 years right now across the nation, and some of them are very unsafe. The interstate system now is 20-plus years old, and as you can see here in the 5th District, they're repairing it daily. So we've got to redirect funds to our Highway Trust Fund, the infrastructure. The money's there. It's just been taken out and given to other social programs where it was wasted. If we actually use the money that was designated for what it was for, use it frugally, it will work every time.
Mr. Mayo?
Well, again, we all know that economic development is very important, and jobs, bringing them to our community, our district, our cities, towns and villages, very important. And infrastructure is a very important piece to that. If you ride along the city of Monroe, you see signs of progress all over the city. We've been able to get a number of different projects through our lobbying efforts, our lobbying with the Chamber of Commerce. We're working with the business community to get those funds. Now, we also know that there's no earmarks anymore. And so now you have to go through the administration, which means that you have to go through the president to get some of those infrastructure dollars. And you can't do that when you're fighting him on every single thing. He tells you no, just like he told Bobby Jindal, our governor, no, with the guide building when we were trying to get V-Vehicle. He told us no. That was 1,400 direct jobs and 1,800 indirect jobs that our governor cost this city and this region. Mr. Jindal, our governor, by the way, my opponent is in lockstep with him, and he thinks that the governor should be president of the United States, and that's what he's cost us.